The title of this clip is The Thing is Never the Thing. Now, doing the practice, after understanding and being understood, we discover that the thing that precipitated the episode, the catalyst for the conflict, was hardly ever really the thing. We start a conflict over not paying a bill on time, but after doing the work, we realize it's about a fear of aloneness that we carry, or something just as primal. Often we hear the pointers to the thing under the thing in questions number 10 and number 14 of the worksheet. The high-level summary and the interior pattern, they usually transcend the specifics of the episode, and that's what we're looking for. We're looking for the driver, the energy behind the conflict. In our daily life, we're going to be assaulted with 100 things that could stir a reaction, but it turns out that only some of them get under our skin. Why is that? Two different people can say the exact same thing, and we will have two vastly different reactions. Why is that? The quest of this process is to answer that question. What's going on beneath the surface of my reaction? What's driving my affliction? What is my story? What long-standing pattern does my reaction reveal? When we've distilled our conflict episode down to that essential underlying motivating force, that's the thing we begin to negotiate for. Now, in the next clip, we're going to talk about informed negotiation, those steps in the practice. It's where we focus our negotiations for the thing under the thing. We call the thing under the thing X and Y. X is your thing under the thing. Y is my thing under the thing. It would be a shame to do all the work involved in this process to get all the way down to the thing under the thing, unearth the deep energy that's driving the conflict, and then only negotiate for a schedule to pay the bills on time. What a missed opportunity. If the underlying energy behind the conflict is fear of aloneness, that's the thing we ought to negotiate for. Because our fear of aloneness, it will crop up again because we carry it around inside of us. Wouldn't it be great if we could negotiate a way to address that we could resolve a conflict that touches that point of pain in our souls? That's when the process gets so powerful. When conflict partners learn one another more deeply and learn to address the thing that is deeper than the surface conflict to support one another in the driving power behind our conflicts, that's when we touch the thing under the thing. So again, the thing is never the thing. The thing under the thing, that's the thing, and that's what we want to take care of in this process.